Okay, well, it's the Labor Day weekend, so maybe we'll have a real short net tonight. So we'll start up with Matt, WSAU. Any exciting things to report?
Actually, a few exciting things. So that's Thursday, the storm in the late afternoon took my power out from about 3:45, I think, p.m. on 3:45 or 4:45 on Thursday to about 7 p.m. on Friday night. I got home from work and had to start running off generator power. I discovered that the transfer switch that I had installed in the beginning of 2025 and hadn't had to use yet, I had swapped the connection from the commercial main and the connection to the bus and the generator subpanel in the transfer switch. So instead of connecting the generator to the subpanel, I tried to switch it to generator power. It connected to the mains, and it immediately tripped the breaker in the generator. But it took me a few minutes to figure out what was wrong there, and then it took me quite a bit more time by flashlight to swap the connections in the generator panel to make the generator work. So that was the first exciting thing. The next thing was I guess it was about 2 weeks ago now. I got my telescope out and was looking at the lunar eclipse. I got a couple decent big-ish pictures with it. I really should get some sort of a mount for a cell phone camera because I was basically just trying to hold it in front of the eyepiece in the bright spot, which worked kind of okay-ish, but is also pretty difficult. Like that, if you're trying to take a picture of, kind of moves by the time you get the camera in the right place. So that was fun. The other thing I discovered was I thought that I was kind of looking at other finder scopes and red dot, finders for maybe replace the finder scope that came with the telescope. And I discovered something very interesting. They actually make finder scopes that have a prism on them, so they come off the barrel of the telescope being in line with the barrel of the telescope, where you can, with someone with a normal size head, you can has to really contort themselves to kind of try to see through the eyepiece of the finder scope, which makes me question why with a Newtonian reflector telescope they would package a straight finder scope instead of one with a right angle prism on it. Thinking about replacing that, but also kind of learning that the telescope is kind of the gateway model. I think they designed it to sell it fairly cheap, but you all sorts of